This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Titus chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 says, "For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate." And there's a semicolon there as the passage continues. Now, looking at these qualifications of a minister, we have seen some negative things. Not self-willed, that's a negative thing. Not angry, you know, soon angry, that's negative. Not given to wine, negative. No striker, negative. Not given to filthy lucre. We looked at all of those last time, and they're all negative. But now we see a contrast. The word "but" is there in verse 8. But what he is a lover of hospitality. A lover of hospitality. Now, this word "lover" is part of a combination Greek words that would come from the root of phileo, which is to be fond of. The idea is that you are fond of guests, people that you don't know, that it's your nature to want to do something for somebody, whether you know them or not, or have a complete understanding of who they are. You have a lover of hospitality. That's what you are given to. The idea of being hospitable is the idea of giving and being kind to those that you meet. Peter said, use hospitality one to another without grudging. The man that was beat up and left out for dead, and the Levite went by and the law didn't help him, and the priest went by, the religious system didn't help him, but that Samaritan was one who had hospitality. And he went and was able to do things because he wanted to bind up, to try to fix the wounds, to give him a place to stay, and then say to the innkeeper, if he owes anything when I come back, I'll pay it. Don't turn him out. A lover of hospitality. You will find that is a very big need in ministry, because people don't believe what you'd say if they don't see in your heart that you really practice what you believe, that you love the Lord to the point that you love others as well. So we will see that is they are a lover of hospitality and a lover of good men. Of course, when people are found to have virtues and all, we shouldn't be jealous. That should be a good thing. We should be a lover of those kind of people. But some folks don't do that. And that is a sad commentary, unfortunately. A lover of good men. Sober. The idea there is that we are temperate, self-controlled. Yep, got to have self-control. A lot of what's missing in our world today is just a flat lack of self-control. Being discreet, having a sound mind, a sober mind. The word "just" is next. That means being righteous, doing righteousness, living righteousness, which brings you to try to be holy like he is holy. And then temperate, which has everything to do with, again, self-control and patience. So you put all these things together, and love radiates, and what it does is it ministers.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.